It has been nearly a year since a short squeeze by retail investors sent shares of GameStop soaring. You see the one-year chart there. It's been a bit of a bumpy road since then. Our next guest has followed the company's performance since well before its short squeeze last year in January, and he's raised questions about GameStop's latest strategy about going into NFTs. Let's bring in Joe Fonicello. He is GMEDD.com, head of operations. He's joining us alongside Yahoo Finance's David Hollerith. Joe, it's great to talk to you today. We always like to get the perspective of retail investors. I know you've been doing extensive research specifically on GameStop and the stock, and I wonder what you make of this recent announcement about GameStop getting into NFTs. We had another guest on who is a professional analyst, I should say, who said this is kind of dead on arrival.
Well, I'd like to go back a little bit. First of all, I want to say I invested in GameStop back in 2020 when it traded for single digit. At the time, I founded the website GMEDD because it was impossible to find reputable sources on GameStop. We thought that we had to crowdsource our research to rebut these misinformation campaigns. And we wanted to also create a community for all investors, because a lot of people weren't interested in participating in Wall Street Bets and Reddit chat and Twitter. They want one place where they can talk to other GameStop investors. And the NFT marketplace news was dropped by Wall Street Journal last week, but we knew about this back in October. And that's part of the power of crowdsourcing our research.
Yeah, and Joe, it's clearly been a wild ride over the past year. And it seems like a lot of the retail investors you sort of work with to contribute sort of opinions and research on GMEDD, your website, it seems like none of you really knew each other beforehand. So I'm sort of curious about what that was like to sort of collaborate with a bunch of people you didn't know at all. And now it's sort of, you know, you're sort of an investing sort of group that's following the company, you know, closer than most of Wall Street at this point, since the company has lost coverage.
Yeah, I think it's all the more important that you have a website like GMEDD. I know there's so many companies that wish there was a platform for their investors to communicate, and the resources that we provide to someone looking to learn more about the company, these are not things that GameStop is interested in doing. They're not interested in publicizing each step of their transformation. So it's all the more important.
Yeah, let's talk about the analysis here then, because, you know, I'd be curious to see how you see the stock moves playing out, given kind of all the research here into what's been planned with the NFT operations and how much you think they're going to have to steal from some of the other big players in this space, and OpenSea and all the others out there, what you're expecting when they kind of do take this dive into this space.
I'd point to that fact that GameStop has very valuable relationships with game publishers. These date back decades. OpenSea, on the other hand, they're brand new. You know, I think their platform is not user-friendly. Their marketplace is plagued with gas fees and scams, and they have just under 2 million users. You know, GameStop has over 50 million existing PowerUp members. So if they can onboard just a tiny percentage of that onto their platform, I think it's game over for OpenSea.
Well, Joe, you know, OpenSea has a platform that has been functioning for a number of years. You know, GameStop's is obviously still hasn't come to fruition yet. I'm sort of curious, as you're waiting for that to happen, what's been your interpretation of sort of how the company's handled that in relationship to, you know, something like AMC, where, you know, they're widely broadcasting what they're doing to their investors?
Of course. And I think Ryan Cohen's strategy at Chewy was to let his success make the noise. AMC, on the other hand, they're not so interested in that. They're more interested in these short-term maneuvers to pump the price, in my opinion. GameStop, on the other hand, they've had over 370 hires poached from the likes of Chewy, Amazon, Facebook, and Microsoft. And right here, I actually have some printed out. If you want a visual here, this is how many hires they've had that in the C-suite and above. I'm going to start with Randy Teel here. He is the VP of refurbishment. He comes from Apple. And I think Apple has one of the best refurbishment programs in the business. We have Eric Showalter, loyalty strategy at GameStop. He comes from Starbucks, where he spent 4 years. And finish it here with Matt Francis. He is the chief technology officer at GameStop. He comes from Amazon as well. And he stated in April, if you are a top-tier software engineer who wants to contribute to a transformation that will be studied in every business school, I want to hear from you. Now, does that sound like the rhetoric of a dying brick-and-mortar retailer? No, that's a company that wants to transform to a digital-first technology company.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we've seen some big turnarounds before. I don't want to discount any likelihood that any of this will play out, and it's exciting to watch, you know, just the story has been for the last few years. And I mean, I guess, you know, if you got in at single digits, one of the things that we're continually watching is kind of the diamond hands out there that just don't ever want to exit any of these positions. I mean, you know, as Akiko said on the open, we're still here, $127 a share pretty much. I mean, how long do you see kind of the community sticking with this? How long do you want to stick with it too if you got in at single digits? Because, you know, it's weird. Profit taking all of a sudden now is kind of a bad thing, but it really shouldn't be, I don't think. So how do you kind of look at that?
No, I mean, any great trading strategy requires restraint. You know, you have to sell things when they're loved and buy things when they're hated. And that's really tough. I'm incredibly impressed with the retail base of GameStop and their resilience to daily price action. I think a lot of people looking more at this from a long-term perspective, you know, Amazon didn't have a straight ride up to their current stock price when the dot-com bubble burst. They fell, what was it, 90%. So it's going to be a rocky road, but GameStop has the talent. I mean, I've shown you there's all these hires that come from Amazon, Chewy, Facebook, Microsoft, so many companies. And you can view those at gmedd.com/hires. You can see our entire Excel sheet of the people that we found noteworthy. And I'm sure there's plenty more that we didn't stumble upon yet.
Joe is going to give you a plug for the website, but you went ahead and did it. We will be looking for your research. Joe Fonicello, GMEDD.com, head of operations. And our thanks to David Hollerith as well for joining in on the conversation.